Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better.
Your offense to score points. You know, your defense is always able and capable of setting up the ability to score points. Same thing with changing field position in the kicking game. So, you know, points come a lot of different ways. You know, they're obviously very gifted. You know, I think offensively they've got some, you know, a lot of weapons on offense. You know, I think it starts at the quarterback position. You know, they have scored their share of points, you know, in the first four opportunities. So, you know, and plus, pretty hostile environment. It's a loud environment. You know, being a road team, I think, you know, we have to be prepared for that and be able to operate and function in that. So, obviously, like every week, it's a big test. Well, I mean, he's got all the tools. You know, he can make all the throws as far as arm strength, accuracy. He's a smart guy. He's probably the thing that really sticks out is how big and physical he is. He's hard to get down. He's hard to keep hold of. He's not an easy sack by any stretch. You know, I've seen him swat guys off of him, you know, so not very standard for that position in the league. But, you know, he's a very good quarterback for sure. Well, I think, you know, most of it's been, I think, off the top of my head, muscles. I think just, you know, getting used to the game at this level. You know, I think we probably practice and play. I know we play more than they do in college, but, you know, we've been at it for a while. It's basically, you know, twice as long a season as any rookie that experiences. So, you know, they talk about the rookie wall and all that. We haven't gotten to it yet, but, you know, I've seen that be issues for young guys when they first come into the league. It does a little bit. Yeah, you have to be ready for a lot of different things, you know, as far as other positions being ready, you know, whether you need the pressure a little bit more if it's not coming home with your typical four-man rush. So, you know, this game's about adjusting, and so there's no difference this week than any week prior.
Chicago Bears head coach John Fox, speaking of our beloved Bears and also the dreaded Indianapolis Colts. Welcome to the Chicago Bears beat. I'm kidding.
I'm Cademan.
Well, Cademan, we had a win.
Yep.
We had a win.
First one.
First win.
Always feels good to get that first one under your belt.
It feels good, but I think I think we should have scored more points.
We really should have, but you know what? A win is a win.
In this day and age, it is, yeah, a win is a win. With the injuries and everything on our beloved Bears, Brian Hoyer, respectable. I mean, 300-yard passing game. I mean, what else did you take from that game?
For a backup quarterback, you couldn't ask for anything better. Could you imagine Jimmy Cross in that situation? Remember last year? We didn't get a single first down. Brian Hoyer at least gives you a chance to win. And I personally, I know I flip-flop my opinion on this, but I'd like to see Jay come back as a starter. I know some people, after seeing Brian play and how he's been performing, they want him to start. Even some sports analysts want to, and a lot of the people who watch the Bears want Hoyer to play, just based on the play. But Hoyer has had a better offensive line than Cutler. Cutler, when he played, had no time.
His first two games, he just got annihilated, destroyed. It wasn't a second and a half.
No.
I mean, it was bad. And, you know the backup quarterback's always the favorite person, always, on the football team.
Always.
You know, and, you know, he's a great – David Hall said it best in his article – Brian Hoyer is what he is, a fantastic, very good, capable backup quarterback. This thumb injury, though, it's lingered a little bit.
It has, which everybody thought he would come back after the first game he missed because he was begging to play, basically.
Yeah.
And now he's been out two games, and he's most likely going to miss this one.
And John Fox has said, well, you know, whoever's at the hot hand, he's going to play, which, you know, I can see him saying that because he wants competition, and he wants the Bears to improve. The Bears have a chance to get back to .500 in these next couple of games. The critical game is right now, though, for sure.
Yeah, the Colts, and then we play the Jaguars. But with this team, you can't look ahead to the next game.
Oh, no.
They're not good enough.
Now, Jordan Howard, beautiful game, over 100 yards rushing. I think he had...
like 20 yards catching,
20
too.
Yards catching, but bad news.
Injury. He got... what was his injury again?
I'm talking Kevin White.
You said Jordan Howard.
No, Jordan didn't get an injury. He had a slight... he came back in. But Kevin the White bad got, news on that game was
calf
Kevin...
injury.
Yeah, Kevin
calf
White.
Energy.
What ended up being a ankle, high ankle that turned into a fibula.
I don't get... okay, here's what I don't get. John Fox, there was a high ankle sprain, and it turned into a fibula crack. How do you mix those two things up?
Well, they didn't know it until they did it, and I don't think that was an intentional thing, because they came right out on him, and I guess he could come back. It's hard to say. I mean, boy...
I feel bad for
him. I don't want to call him a bust, because it's been injuries, but boy, it's getting close to that B word.
It is. After this, like... next season, if he's out for the season, next season will be the definite season.
Oh, yeah. It's number seven pick. Boy,
I feel so bad for him because you know he has the talent.
Yeah.
It's just he hasn't gotten enough reps. And the receiver, reps is the most critical thing there is.
Yeah, it's – yeah, but now, what's his name? Cameron Meredith. He's pumped. He thinks he can be the next man up. We'll see.
He's very intriguing. He has good hands and good size. Mm-hmm. It's just he's never, like, quicked. It's very intriguing. If he can come up, that'd be great.
Well, you know, it's hard to see, you know, Brian Hoyer do... well, you know what? He could get another big 120 passer rating against this Colts defense this week.
This Colts defense is awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
But it's very possible for the Bears to score, like, 28 points this game.
Boy, that'd be good. And, you know, they really missed the guy we got on our team.
Yeah, very.
Jarrell Freeman. Freeman. He is...
he's been dominating for
us.
He's
been awesome.
He's been probably our best defensive player.
I don't think there's no probably about it. Where's Willie Young?
I haven't seen him.
You know, and he signed a big deal. And I can't say he's been dogging it or anything. He just, you know, he hasn't come across, come through yet.
I only remember having him one sack.
I think once. Yeah, he hasn't been fishing a lot so far this year. But Freeman, I'm really thinking he might run over him this year. You never know.
I really think for Freeman, this is going to be such a big game because it's his former team. And he put a lot of effort into that team. And they kind of just... pushed him off to the side during the off season, so I really think he just wants to get some revenge on him.
Andrew Luck, though, he's another animal, and he's a little bit different type, like John Fox said, and big. He can stiff arm you, knock you out of the way, hard man to tackle. But he has his problems with injuries too, don't you think?
He does too, but their offensive line, he has no help around him. The Colts have done an awful job at getting him help.
It's still kind of, I still don't believe how they gave extensions to both the coach and the general manager. Everybody thought they were gone.
Everybody did. And I think Jim Schefter even reported it at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, that really was kind of strange.
Mind-boggling.
But the nice thing is the Bears travel well, and they really travel well.
In Indy.
You know, it's, you know, a couple-hour drive, three-hour drive from Chicago.
In our area in Indiana, there's a lot of Bears fans. You don't see that many Colts fans.
No, we have a lot of Bears fans, tons of Bears fans. So the game itself, what's your keys to this week's game? What do the Bears got to do to win this one down there in Colts country?
Again, quiet the crowd, because the Colts, they always have a pretty loud stadium. Get Jordan Howard involved again. Build on his confidence versus that game. He got his confidence up against the bad Lions defense. Let him do it again versus a bad Colts defense. Just pound the rock again and again.
The play action is what they need to do.
Yeah,
and Jordan Howard's the man, because I don't even think Kadeem Carey's going to be joke. Was it Joik Bell.
He had a couple reps last game. He had a couple yards, but he just gave Jordan Howard a breather.
Yeah, and that's probably be the same this week on that right there. Our defense, I think we're ranked in the top 10.
I don't know how, but we are.
I mean, ranked in the top 10. So, hey, I mean, we are making some progress, really. And look at the guys who are not there. Purnell's not there. Trevathan, is he going to play this week?
Not likely.
Not likely for him. But we're missing a ton.
Our draft pick hasn't showed up that much, Leonard Floyd.
Mm. Now, he had a slight injury again, too.
He had a calf injury.
Oh, okay.
He's
been dealing with that. Why don't you go through all those injuries? First, before we do that, we forgot to tell people. Hey, you can catch the Chicago Bears beat on Podomatic.
iTunes, 5-star review, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Podbean, and any other podcast service you have, we're most likely on it.
Also, email us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter at Cadron Bailey.
Follow the show itself at BearsBeatPod.
Follow my dad at DaBaileys, DaBaileys.
That's right. And, you know, we love Chicago sports. And I know, I personally, I like both baseball teams. Cavan's a White Sox diehard. But, hey, this is why we're doing this on Saturday. We got tied up watching the Cubs. Javi Baez hitting that ninth inning home run in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah,
home run last night. Flipped the bat. Probably should have waited until it went over before he did that.
Yeah.
But this could be the year. It's been 108 years, and I don't remember the last time they did it. Do you?
No.
But, all right, get to the – we've got all those particulars out of the way, so let's now let's hear the bad news on the Bears.
Once again, a very lengthy injury report. Seems like every time a new player steps in, he gets hurt. Jonathan Bullard, shoulder, questionable. Kadeem Carey, hamstring, questionable. Jay Cutler, right thumb, doubtful. Leonard Floyd, calf injury, questionable. Eddie Goldman, ankle, out. DeAndre Hall, ankle, out. Alshon Jeffrey, knee, questionable. He's most likely going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Kowalski, elbow, questionable. Jeremy Langford, ankle, out. Charles Leno, illness, questionable. With the illness, he'll most likely go.
Mm-hmm.
Sherrick McManus, hamstring, questionable. Zach Miller, ribs, questionable. Tracy Porter, knee, questionable. Eddie Royal, calf injury, questionable. Josh Sitton, shoulder, no injury report, no game status listed. Dane Trevathan, thumb, questionable. Kevin White, ankle, no game status available. Will Young, knee, questionable.
Wow.
So they actually have, Kevin White has an ankle injury.
Well, but they said it also has a cracked fibula.
Yeah.
But he might, hopefully he doesn't need another screw in it there, so... injury-wise, we don't even really know too much on the Colts. It's really not too many big names. Frank Gore, is he playing? I don't know.
He's done pretty good, actually.
Has he?
That's been a pretty good signing for Ryan Griggs. And the defense, they just cut probably their best player. Not their best player, but they're probably their best cornerback, Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah, and there's rumors
the national anthem protest.
The national anthem, but also he's kind of over the hill. But they also released...
burned.
One of their defensive players this week, who was within the last couple of years, a fairly higher draft pick.
It was that Warner.
No, there was another one they did, too. The Warner guy, yeah. So they've definitely... the only thing the Bears... I mean, they can make a comeback. The Bears, really, the defense has got to hold it. The defense has got to win this game for us.
Yeah, if we win, it's going to be the defense.
It's got to be the defense on that. So what do you want to do? You want to go ahead and... because, you know, it's Saturday night. We're a little early. We're a little late on this podcast.
Sorry about this.
Yeah, we're going to make it kind of a quickie. We're going to do our picks for the week. We both did about average.
Yeah, 500.
About 500 last week. So let's have a little NFL talk as we do these picks.
Now the Thursday night game, Cardinals versus 49ers. The Cardinals won 33-21.
Yeah, and that was a color rush game, but...
It didn't seem like it.
No, it really didn't.
Quick comment before that. Before the Cardinals won that game, the two NFC championship teams before that game were both 1-3.
That's really amazing. Same record as the Bears.
Yeah.
Gives me hope to drink a little Kool-Aid.
Just a little,
yeah.
Texans at Vikings. That Vikings defense is just, I think it's better than the Broncos.
You know what? Well, you're going a long way on that one there. I got to go with the Vikings on this.
I'm going Vikings. Jets at Steelers. The Jets, Ryan Fitzpatrick has had like 10 picks in the last two games.
He's bad. But Steelers have had a couple bad ones themselves, a couple stinkers themselves.
They're 3-1, and they rebounded versus the Chiefs with just a dominating performance.
But you know who we got to go on that Steelers.
Steelers. Now, did you see what Brandon Marshall said for Ryan Fitzpatrick? I'm going down with him.
I don't get it.
Like, if he gets cut, I'm getting cut.
I think Brandon needs a few more of his... Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Titans at Dolphins.
Titans at the Dolphins. And now the Dolphins are struggling. Tannehill, struggling.
He's shown no progress.
No.
He does awful in the first half and then pads his stats with second half comeback.
You see all the rumors, Jay Cutler to the Miami Dolphins.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Hey, get us those number one pick.
Yeah.
Get us a good couple good picks. Let's do it. Why not? I mean, you know... I'm a Jay backer all the way, but if Adam Gase wants him down there, go for it. Do it. That'd be weird. Him and Ndamukong Suh on the same team. That'd be one. Tennessee, what's their record right now?
They're like 2-2, I think. 1-3.
I got to go with the Dolphins on this.
I'm going Titans. I think they're just a better coach team and just a better team in all.
What do we got next?
Next is...
You don't know?
My...
Uh-huh. Oh, your little, is it stopping on you?
Yeah. Eagles at Lions. The Lions are coming off the loss, and the Eagles coming off a bye week.
Oh, it's, you know, I don't like the Eagles. I've never liked the Eagles. I never could stand the Eagles, but the Eagles are going to win because I do like them better than the Lions.
Eagles are going to win. Carson Wentz, right now, rookie of the year.
Yep.
Patriots at Browns. Roger Goodell got Tom Brady mad, and I think he's going to be on a mission. I'm saying it right now. Patriots 42, Browns 0, my lock of the week.
That's funny. Wait, how could you go against Brady on his first game back? It's going to be Brady and the Patriots. I don't have a score, though.
Redskins at Ravens. The Redskins have been very disappointing, and the Ravens have been surprising.
Yeah, but they're the worst 3-1 team
yeah,
there
by
is.
Far.
I'm going Washington. They got to pull it out.
I'm going Ravens. I think they continue. Falcons at Broncos. The best offense right now versus the best defense.
Broncos.
Broncos. That defense is too good, and I don't think the Falcons' hot start will last, just like last year.
No, I don't either.
Bengals at Cowboys.
Boy, that's a good game.
That is.
That is a good game. I'm going to go with Bengals on this one. I think they can do it.
I'm going Prescott with his first big win versus a good team. Mm. Chargers at Raiders. The Chargers just choked another fourth quarter lead. Not a shocker there.
There's another trade rumors about Philip Rivers being traded to somebody.
No, I would be shocked about that.
That would be. Yeah, he just signed a big contract. I'm going with the Raiders.
The Raiders are so good.
Yeah, the defense.
Derek Carr, he's killing it.
Yep.
Bills at Rams. I don't know about this Rams team. First.
I'm going Rams.
I'm
on the Rams bandwagon.
But either one week they're dominant or the next week they're awful.
Jeff Fisher's going to win more than 8 games. You think it's possible?
Yeah.
He does it once every 15 years.
And that's what gets him to be a good coach.
Yep.
The Sunday night game. This should be a good game. Giants at Packers.
That could be a decent game. Boy, they blew it last week, the Giants.
Oh, they did. Odell Beckham, he needs to keep his cool.
Yeah. You know, but as I hate to say, the green and gold's going to win that game.
I'm going Giants. I think they pull off the upset on Sunday night at Lambeau.
No, that wouldn't make me mad.
That would not at all. The Monday night game is the Buccaneers at the Panthers. The Panthers are struggling right now.
I'm going to go with another upset. I'm going Bucks.
To be honest, I really don't consider that upset, just with how bad the Panthers have been doing.
I'm going Bucks on that.
I'm going Bucks. And here's just the question. If the Panthers fired Ron Rivera, let's just say that they had a disappointing season, mm-hmm. maybe like 5-11, would you want the Bears to pick him up somehow? As like a defensive coordinator?
I don't think
he'd
do that. I don't think he'd even do that. You know, a guy that just, he'd be a head coach somewhere else again.
You think
fairly
so?
Fairly quick, yeah, he would. Just like a Lovie Smith was. And No, not right now. I wouldn't want to.
Now, if Fox's growth, okay.
Fox, you know, he's going to be around for 2 or 3, 4 years, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're rebuild mode, you know, and if we got hope. There's not.
No, yeah,
we got hope. I mean, we do have hope.
Our picks just have to start performing.
Yeah, we do.
And that's the critical thing.
We're a very young team. We got things to look forward to. You know, you almost resign to the fact that, you know, we're going to need a new quarterback. We got to draft a quarterback. I mean, what about that guy who's on the front of your magazine right there?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. I don't see him as an NFL type myself.
I like him, but the QB I want, there's two QBs I want because I watch a lot of college football.
I think Kaiser's the guy.
And I read a lot. These two guys you probably haven't heard of. They're kind of under the radar. North Carolina's QB, Mitch Trubisky. He's mm-hmm. mobile. He reminds you of Andrew Luck, but doesn't have good skills. And the Miami QB, Brad Kaya. I would love to see him in a Bears
Is he big?
QB. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Is he a pocket passer?
Yes, but he can move. He's
I don't want one of these guys that's what they do is run all the time.
Yeah, like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they just make me think of Robert Griffin III.
Or they could turn out Cam. You never know.
You don't know, but...
But Cam's big. Cam's a big dude.
Cam is huge. He's a freak of nature.
Yeah,
he is. In that regard, yeah, for sure. We forgot one game. What game do you...
Bears at the Colts, the most important game of the week.
Well, to us, to other people, they don't care. But you know what? This game has the number one broadcast team on it.
It does?
Troy Aikman and, what is it?
Joe Buck. You see, he heard his voice somehow with hair plug surgery or something.
He did?
Yeah.
I think it was too many cigars. Hair plug surgery.
It was something, I swear, it was not fake.
Joe Buck?
Yes, I seen it.
He should talk to Brian Urlacher. They got a better way. He has a better way to do it.
Yeah, talk to him.
And he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your pig pick? Or you want me to go?
I'll go first. I'm going Bears 21, Colts 17, Jordan Howard, 150, and 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to say it's a total defensive effort on the Bears' part. It's going to be, boy, you're going to like this, 10-9. Bears are going to win 10-9 on this game. Let's just see. I wonder what the over-under is. I might have been good on that.
Yeah. Jordan Howard's on my fantasy. He got me a good 13 points last week. If you play fantasy football and you need a running back, pick him up because I know he's available in most weeks.
Oh, yeah. I picked him up 3 or 4 weeks ago. Boy, I'm glad I did when AP went down on my number one pick in fantasy. Injured, gone.
Why don't you tell the people your record in fantasy football?
Oh, my record. Oh, I am perfect for the season. We'll put it that way. My fantasy, I am perfect for the season.
Perfect for losses.
Now, remember, if you got Kevin White on your fantasy team, you better get rid of him.
I'm 1-3.
You're 1-3. I'm 0-4, but I'm ready. I'm primed to make a big, huge comeback to make these playoffs to win. So, you know, fantasy is my middle name on the football situation. So that's pretty much going to do it. We got a Cubs game to watch tonight, so we're going to say go Cubs, go. Maybe they'll win.
I can't say that.
I know you can't say it, but. We say, for one thing, for sure, we can always agree on this. Go ahead.
I do have to say, playoff baseball is probably the best. I love it.
Oh, it's been some good ones. But the one thing that, by the way, thanks, friends. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for sticking with the beloved Bears. And we know we're going to have some brighter days ahead. But until then,
keep
bear
faith.
Down.
Keep faith. Let's go. Wherever she goes, I go. Baby, pain, baby, pain. How far we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. If this thing will be better in Chicago, baby.